so much drama in the LBC. It's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass hits like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and
ooh, I was watching Straight Outta Compton yesterday. Speaking of
really?
Snoop. Yeah. It was so there was no basketball, no football last night, and I had a very stressful day and I didn't feel like watching the Marlins. And I watched, believe it or not, Uncut Gems for the seventh time. I love the movie. I just lay down on the couch, I get lost in the movie, and then I, you know, when it was over, I just, you know, flipped from Netflix onto cable. And on FXX was Straight Outta Compton. You know, it was like, I don't know, halfway through. And I've seen it before, so I watched that. It happens to be very well acted, that movie.
Great movie.
Yeah, so speaking of Uncut Gems, I tweeted this. Alejandro Solana is the king of mail-order comedy. Now, I know that that's a very small niche, mail-order comedy.
Yes.
But he has mastered it. You say anything on this show, and the next thing you know, you have a Ron Washington pillow arriving at your home via delivery man. Yep. And yesterday, we had Jay Figg. Jay Figg's running the board for 560 today.
Yeah, she's there.
Hi, Figgy.
Hello.
You had mentioned a couple times that you buy vinyl. I forget what record you had bought, but that she had bought vinyl. And just kind of... as a side note, I said, oh, I would buy vinyl too, as kind of like artwork or just to own something. And Crowder was, you know, confused, although now we find out that Crowder is freezing milk and it's buy one, get one. So I'm not exactly certain where you stand
weird,
on
dude.
This. Yeah, like I don't know.
You can use frozen milk when it thaws.
Okay.
You're
not
never
worried about
vinyl
and
record.
You can
That's
use
gross.
You can use a record album when you have a record player.
Right?
I don't have record players.
Eventually, well, never said we wouldn't get one.
That's right. Eventually. So Jay Figg buys records, but she doesn't have a record player. And Crowder thought it was weird. And I was saying, you know what? I would buy like Uncut Gems. I love the movie. I would buy the soundtrack to have it on vinyl because I would put that piece of vinyl somewhere, you know, in a frame or whatever. I didn't think two thoughts about it. Yesterday it was about 6:15, doorbell rings, it's the, you know, FedEx guy or whatever, and I'm like, I didn't order anything or whatever. Sure as bleep, it is the Uncut Gems vinyl, and that is Solana's calling card. He is the mail order comic, because he did it with Crowder when he was over the weekend. He had sent me and Solana a picture of his baby, Chaz. You know, we were always asking how's the baby doing or whatever. And there's a picture of Chaz in his little crib or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can see faintly Zion Williamson in the background. Another attack by the mail order comic, Alejandro Solana, who sent, what'd you send him? A Zion Williamson blanket?
Yeah, like a little baby blanket. Zion on one side and Pitbull saying Dale on the other.
Super comfortable fleece blanket. My son loves it. But one is Zion's fat ass smiling at me, and the other one's Dale out of Pitbull on the other side.
It's such a great mail order comic. I don't know if there's others. Because at first I was going to say he's a prop comic, but he's not really a prop comic. He's a mail order comic. He makes a joke via the mail. With no audience reaction, no reaction from him. He doesn't send a thank you, like a note with it. Like, it's just, it shows up. I open it. It's Uncut Gems vinyl. And I'm like, Solana strikes again.
He's got that Amazon Prime.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, he's got that Amazon Prime. Here is the other side of Chaz's blanket. Pitbull, 305, always.
Solana's one of one. Because most comics want an audience.
Sure, they want the reaction.
Yes. He just sneaks it up on you and walks away.
Unbelievable. All right, let's do the Dolphins injury report here. Miami Dolphins injury report is brought to you by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. So the Thursday injury report for the Dolphins, let's see, Xavien Howard is listed. Well, here's who's listed. Jakeem Grant, Xavien Howard, Byron Jones. I'm just talking notables. Devontae Parker, Kyle Van Noy, Preston Williams. Now, the only one who did not practice is Elandon Roberts, who's in the concussion protocol, linebacker. So Kyle Van Noy, Preston Williams, they had full practices, even though they're on the injury report. Limited practices for Devontae, although I said yesterday when Donna was filling in for you, a limited practice for Devontae is really a full practice, because a missed practice is his limited practice. You know, it's a sliding scale. Byron Jones had a limited practice, Xavien Howard, and Jakeem Grant. It doesn't really say whether he participated or not, but there you go. There's your injury report. So the big note is what Solana had mentioned in the 2 o'clock headlines, which is that Tua Tagovailoa is not even listed on the injury report. So that's good news for Dolphins fans. Yes. That is your Miami Dolphins injury report, brought to you by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Let's get headlines here with the mail order comic, Alejandro Solana.
These sports headlines are brought to you
by
Rubenstein
Law. That's
what I
hear when the delivery truck is driving up to the house.
This report is brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Car accident, truck accident, motorcycle accident, or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Game 2 is tonight.
Let's go!
Gentlemen.
Let's go!
Yep. The Miami Heat will look to take a 2-0 lead, which I have no doubt in my mind that they will tonight. You want to know why, guys?
Why?
If you got the guts.
I got him, Pat.
We got the guts!
I got him, Pat.
We got guts! We had guts on Tuesday! I'm ordering a double order of guts!
The game's on ESPN tonight. Gordon Hayward, he's doubtful tonight.
Crowder thought he had two guts, found out in surgery one gut.
Only got one. That joke was working, though.
I cut him off.
The Marlins, they trail the Red Sox 2-0, bottom of the sixth. Starling Marte, he just singled to left field.
Look
zero
at you
outs.
With an actual live update.
Bottom of the sixth. And, I mean, Tree got in here, fixed the TVs. The best thing
yeah,
that's happened.
Yeah, there
to
you
me.
Go, Tree. Yeah. Tree's got the guts.
Oh, he got the guts.
Tree's got the guts. Whatever you've got one of in your body, Tree's got three.
Tree got three of them? That's weird. Like the girl on Total Recall. She had three.
Some Canes news, guys. Lou Headley, the Aussie punter.
Yeah, talk about it.
Who really looks like a middle linebacker. I mean, Manny Diaz might want to consider switching positions there. He was named to the Ray Guy Award watch list, awarded
talk about it
to the most outstanding punter.
Do you remember Ray Guy, Solana? Have you ever heard of him?
No, never heard of that guy, no.
Haha, cute.
The Canes, by the way, they're going to wear all white in Louisville on Saturday. It's a whiteout, gentlemen.
Let's go!
You can't white out somebody else's stadium.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. They can wear all white, Solana, but it's not a whiteout.
Oh, it's a Canes whiteout. It's a Canes.
But there's no fans. There's no Canes. It's in Louisville.
Well, then there's nothing, really. Then there's nothing to white out. But
right, they're just wearing all white. Right. You called it a white out.
Yeah, but just because it's a white out doesn't mean that all the fans and attendants are going to be wearing white. The Canes themselves, they'll be in all white. It's a white out.
I don't think you understand.
Right. I don't think you understand either. All right, go ahead.
That game, by the way, 7:30 p.m. on ABC. Some more.
You know, I was wishing, just apropos of nothing, I love this Great Grains cereal. It's Banana Nut Crunch, and I can't find it anymore at my Publix. I'm not saying that I wish Solana would send me a few boxes of it, but it's Great Grains Banana Nut Crunch cereal. I'm just anything you're looking for, Crowder. I mean, no, I'm not doing a bit. I'm just curious. Is there anything that you wouldn't mind showing up at your door? Just you know, for bleeps and giggles.
Ounce or two. Sugar. Ounce or two of sugar. What were you thinking?
Jay Fig, you're looking for anything to be delivered to your house? Not because it really will happen. I'm just curious if there's anything that you were thinking of.
I mean, maybe a vinyl player, you know, throwing it
record
out there.
Player, Solana?
I'll send you a vinyl player. Yeah.
It's the same thing, so.
Well, really, no one in the history of the world's ever called it a vinyl player. But that's all right. I mean, listen, you carve your own path.
It's literally
the
same
thing. They said those PS5s are off the chain.
Me neither. I mean, I'm not a huge video game player, but boy, would that be a fun thing to open up.
I would laugh when that box
opened. Oh, that is funny.
PS5.
Finally. Let's skip to this one, since you guys got jokes. According to a plastic surgeon, Hawk, I want to really make sure you pay attention here.
I am locked in.
5 important habits that can cause saggy boobs.
Oh, all right. Mm. I must be partaking in at least 4 of these habits.
Too much sun.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Losing a ton of weight too fast.
Nope. Nope.
One for two.
Going braless all the time.
Yes. That would. Yes, that's me.
Sleeping on your side.
Yeah, that's me.
And hating Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, hey, play the rim shot. Hey, all right. Walked right into that.
Let's get to weather.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah. Let's get to weather right now in South Florida.
Nasty.
88 degrees, partly cloudy tonight. The lows will drop to around 78 degrees. That is your weather.
Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us next for maybe our favorite segment every week when we get to hear some of the stuff that he did do in the broadcast, and we will give him some new lines to work into the upcoming broadcast, which is Saturday. So Don Bailey Jr. will talk a little bit of Miami Hurricanes with him. Guys, I want to talk to you about something serious here before we move on, and it's erectile dysfunction. This is a huge problem for men. The good news is that North Beach Medical Clinic has a treatment for ED that does not require any medication, injections, or surgery. So you can finally get rid of that pill. You heard me right. I'll say it again. You can finally get rid of that pill. North Beach Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy to open up and regrow blood vessels. It is clinically shown to get the blood flow going where you want it and when you want it. Even Cambridge studied their technology. They concluded it has a very high success rate in getting rid of erectile dysfunction without the use of pills. So the science is sound. They're calling this a medical breakthrough. So if things are not going so great in the bedroom for you, do not delay any longer. Call North Beach Medical Clinic right now. You'll receive the doctor's exam for free. Plus, listen to this, 20% off the treatment. This is a special offer just for my listeners, so you need to call right now. The number is 305-566-1000. That's 305-566-1000. Call North Beach Medical Clinic right now. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction. Claim that offer. Think about that. The doctor's exam for free plus 20% off treatments. The phone number is 305-566-1000. All right, we're going to talk with Don Bailey Jr. next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. On the Tokumbu for 3. Hawk and Crowder. What
up, Don? Let's do this. Love Don Bailey Jr. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Don Bailey Jr., the radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes Football Network. And last week, the Canes got the dub over UAB. And this Saturday, it's Louisville. At Louisville, and you can hear the game on 560 WQAM The Joe. That's Saturday. Kickoff is 7:30. And DBJ, we got to get to the lines and talk about how great you did last week. But I do have to ask you, how'd you feel about week 1, Kane's performance against UAB?
I liked it. I was happy with it. Anytime you can rush for that many yards and win a football game and score 30 points and limit your turnovers. You know, nothing offensively. You had one with Mark Pope. I'll live with it. Believe me, I was very, very happy with it.
And DBJ, you talked about the run game, which was crazy. That was something special. But the passing game, DBJ, sooner or later, Brevin Jordan's going to get a lot of attention from linebackers and safeties on a double team. What receiver has to step up? Is it Harley, Wiggins, Pope? One of those guys got to be a number one. Who would you anticipate steps up as that number one guy?
Channing, I don't have that answer because I haven't seen – I've just seen bits and pieces of each one of them show up and be special. I mean, a year ago, I guess it was Pope and Wiggins both had two touchdowns against Louisville when we played them in, I guess, about week 10. So, you know, you think Pope coming out of high school with all the pub, he would be the guy. We're still kind of waiting on that. And Wiggins with his height and his speed, you know, and he showed up a couple times last year. There has been nobody that has stepped to the front of the line at that position. Nobody. And the other tight end, Will Mallory, did a great job blocking, and I think you're going to get a lot of numbers out of him. But, you know, the number one spot for catches for me at this moment is still the tight end spot.
Yeah, and Brevin's a monster, though. But if I was the other D coordinator, DBJ, I would be talking about Brevin Jordan every single meeting. And one more schematic thing when I was watching that UAB game, I don't think it was enough design runs for De'Eriq King. He was doing a lot of RPO, but he wasn't pulling it. Should there be more design runs, get De'Eriq in the open field? Because when he broke the pocket and scrambled, he was untouchable. Why not design more runs for him?
I think you're going to see more of that this week, next week, and the following week. From what I was told and from what I saw and can gather, first of all, two things happened. They pulled back as far as the amount of plays that they were going to call. They made a very simple game plan. And then they said, and I kind of picked up on it after they mentioned it, is that they practiced for 2 weeks or 10 days based on the defense UAB had shown last year. They came out and did not run it one time. So they had to go through all the adjustments and everything on the sideline and revamp what they were going to call. And that's why I think in the third quarter you came out and you saw them put together some nice drives and some bigger plays. I'm with you. I mean, I don't think there's any question that you're going to be able to keep De'Eriq King from running the football. There's no way at all. The guy is too talented and too fast.
Red Sox just hit a 3-run ding-dong, by the way, so Marlins are losing 5-0. Before I get to the funny stuff, DBJ, how tough a game is Saturday going to be against Louisville? The Hurricanes are slight underdog.
I get why they are. I mean, if you look at this, at worst case scenario, you're probably getting 3 points on the road no matter what. So let's take that. Then if you look quarterback to quarterback, I think their quarterback can do everything our quarterback can do and vice versa. And probably if you really want to dig deep into it, their guy has proven all of last year and in the first game this year that he's got as good a long ball arm is Miami's going to see. So the quarterback deal's there. They've got a running back that was 1,500 yards last year, a kid out of Titusville, who is is a preseason second-team All-ACC, whatever, and had a fantastic year. They got Tutu Atwell from Dade County, who was a 1,500-yard receiver, who was a preseason All-American. They got the Cunningham, and then they got another receiver as well. I think they're stacked offensively. That offense is a year ahead of Miami's. They came in and put that thing in last year, and it was running pretty darn good when they played Western Kentucky. The key is going to be defense on both sides. I think Miami's going to have their hands full dealing with that running game and then the play action, and I think that they've got to do what they did last year, slow that offense down, and then you're going to see how much Louisville has improved. That's the big thing. How much has Louisville improved defensively? Because they were at the bottom last year, and I hope they hadn't improved that much.
Again, the kickoff Saturday is 7:30. You will hear the game on 560 WQAM. The Joe. Now, if you were listening to Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki call the game, you might hear some little funny lines thrown in by DBJ, sometimes Joe, sporadically throughout the game. It's our favorite thing all year long. You did a very good job, DBJ, on the first broadcast, which was a Thursday a week ago. You did a very good job. Did you feel good about your performance?
I did feel good about it. You gave me some good lines. They were good lines for the environment we were in. It's more like a baseball game fan wise.
It's a little different. A little different. And it's gonna be a little different, obviously. Little different. Saturday. We talked with Joe yesterday. We know you're calling it from Mark Light, so be an interesting broadcast on Saturday for sure. Play just the highlight, just what he did. You don't need to play what we gave him. Here's Don Bailey Jr., the first call you did last Thursday. Do you have this, Solana? Was block rocking beats?
From the 12, King takes the snap. King is going to run. King up the middle. King to the 5. King dives. There is a King in the end zone. Touchdown, Miami. De'Ara King dashes into the end zone. He's king of the hill and gives Miami the lead. 13-7 with 10:04 to go in the second quarter.
Back with another one of those block rocking beats, Joe. King goes airborne, gives the Hurricanes 6, and they now have the lead.
All right. Admittedly, that was the worst of the four, right?
That was good.
It was good. A bit of an overstatement. But that was your first play out of the gate.
First one out of the gate, and boy, did I get a look from my broadcast partner. He had no idea where that came from.
He's like, block rocking beats? What the hell is he talking about?
Let me explain this. The look I got would have been like if I sneezed on him. Basically, that's the look I got.
That's the one. Well, I'm looking forward later on in this segment when I give you this week's. There's one cinema where you're going to have to do it without letting him know that it's coming, and you're not going to be able to reference it when you're done. You just have to blurt out during the game, cinema! But I'll get to it in a second because it'll be funny as hell. The next one that you did, we gave you Eric Reed's funny call of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Here's how it sounded when Don Bailey Jr. did it.
Locally, we highly recommend you to listen to Hawkman and Crowder on our flagship station every afternoon, 2-6. At some point during this week, we'll hear the best of Don Bailey's, what do we call these, lines, liners?
Nice. Yeah. You know, like, ah, 2 Tokumbu for 3. Your stuff like that.
We love the promotion, DBJ. If you can work that in again, that'd be great. So, ah, 2 Tokumbu for 3. We gave you Searing Pain. Oh, Searing Pain. This is from Coyote Peterson when he got bitten by a murder hornet. Here's how DBJ did it in the broadcast.
Personal foul. Targeting. Number 5. Defense. 15-yard penalty. The previous play is under further review.
Now,
biggest problem that Amari Carter has is staying in a game. No way. Come on, he took the blow from Brown.
He
couldn't go any lower.
Nope. Oh, searing pain. Absolute searing pain.
We'll have searing pain if he's thrown out of the game.
That was excellent. You nailed that one, DBJ. That was great. Did I lose DBJ or did I lose you guys?
It looks like we might have. Let me get him back in the line.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I was disconnected, if he was disconnected.
Bro, he had a great outing.
He did.
The fifth year we've done this, and this might be his best opening game.
Strongest opening game performance, without question. But he really did kind of stumble all over block rocking beats. But it made it more fun.
That's a tongue twister, isn't it?
All right. Rock. And then the final one that we gave him was this Perreo song, Toco Toco To. And I just want to make sure that he's here before we play it for him. Is he picking up, Solana? All right, you're there, DBJ. We lost you.
Yes, I am. Okay.
All right. And then the final one that you did for us was the Perreo song. Play DBJ doing Toco Toco To.
Here's a fake handoff to Stanley. The throw across the middle, knocked away. What a play by Keiondre Smith. Knocked it away down to the Miami 35-yard line. 5:53 to go in the game. Canes lead at 31-14.
Toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe, toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe.
Okay.
That's what I was told.
What was that?
My favorite part is Joe Zagacki going, okay. That was, I can't believe you fired that one off, DBJ. And just for you, Alejandro Solana has remixed it.
Toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe, toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe, toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe, toka 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 toe toe, toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe, toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe, toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe, toka 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 toe toe.
Yeah!
What is that?
The what is that remix? That's a banger.
I like that one.
That is good, man. You gotta feel good about what you did, huh?
Yeah, I like that one. Hey, look, after I found out Channing's got one kidney, I feel good about everything that's going on, man.
One kidney, one vas deferens.
Yeah. Or whatever that other thing he's missing. I don't know what that is.
I have one functional testicle, DBJ.
Yeah, okay, that's all you need, bro. That's all you need.
No. DBJ reacting the way Joe Zagacki does when that, like you just heard in a reversal there, where you, I have one functioning testicle. Okay, all right, okay.
You might have had 20. You might have had 20 kids if you had them both working, buddy.
That's what I said. No. Could you imagine if they were both working? Holy hell! I wouldn't even sit next to him doing the radio show.
You look good in them red shirts.
All right, so here are some lines for this Saturday's broadcast to work in. So we've done during the downtime, we've had Jen Figueroa coming on, and she's been giving us these J Fig searing pain movie reviews, and you did the searing pain line last week, in a goofy intro that we do for the Searing Pain movie review, Dan Day voices it and yells out cinema in this really weird tone. Play that, Solana.
Cinema.
Yeah, it's attention grabbing, and I first of all, no one calls it cinema. I don't know. It always struck me as odd that was like the first line in it. Play it one more time, Solana.
Cinema.
But it would be really funny, DBJ, if during the broadcast, but you have to do it without showing Joe Zagacki your list of calls. And when he looks at you as if you're crazy, I don't want you to say that's what they told me to say or what. I just want you to go ahead with the broadcast.
I'll pretend like nothing happened. I just
like
just
nothing happened, right? Almost make him feel like he heard something that didn't actually happen. You know what I mean? So okay. He's like, "Oh, yeah. What a great scramble by De'Eric King, picked up 9 where there was really nothing there." Cinema. Yeah, and then he will look at you because it will make no sense, and you just say, "Boy, he really does have an ability to scramble." It just did no reference.
Baby.
All right.
That's a lock.
All right. That's a good one. That is a good one. And I want you, even when you guys go to commercial break, do not let in that you said cinema.
I'll let you tell him next week what happened.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. He will not know until he comes on with us next week. All right. We like doing the musical ones because Solana can turn them into banging remixes. I'm sure you're familiar with this song. And this actually has two parts because one part is going to be for Joe Zagacki. Fire off DBJ's part, though. This is the This is the rhythm of the night.
Oh, God. Is he? All right, let me hear his part. The
play the rhythm of the night part, Solana.
This is the rhythm of the night.
And then Joe will All right, and then Joe will come in with this.
Ritmo.
Say it again.
You just worry about your part. Can you knock
That's
out
fine.
This? Can you knock out this line?
This is the rhythm.
Absolutely. I want to know what he can do.
All right. And then he's going to say ritmo.
Ritmo. Ritmo. Okay. If he stumbles, I'll fill in for him.
Then we got another call and response for you and Joe Zagacki. Fire this off, Solana.
When I move, you move. Just like that. When I move, you move. Just like that. When I move, you move. Just like that. Hell yeah. Hey, DJ, bring that back.
So maybe it'll go, when I move, Joe can say, when I move, you move. Joe will say, just like that. When I move, you move. Joe says, just like that. When I move, you move. Joe says, just like that. And then maybe Joe even says, hell yeah, hey, DBJ, bring that back.
Well, you can get maybe two of those you moves out of it. We're not doing a whole verse, dude. Leave it alone. Believe me.
Wait, Solana, you got to fire off our Marlins song. The Marlins just scored. No, that's not the song. It's pa-pa-pa. Wrong song. Oh, my goodness. Too many sounds. too late. The Marlins scored two runs. 5-2, Red Sox, Marlins. There's a lot going on here, DBJ. All right, so one more time. Play that one more time, Solana. When I move, you move just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Hell yeah. Hey, DBJ, bring that back.
He will never say hell yeah. He'll never say
all right.
it.
All right, fair enough. You ever say heck yeah? Hey, DBJ.
Heck yeah. He'll
back.
Give you a heck yeah.
All right. You ever seen the movie Meet the Parents? We may have given you this line. Play this line for DBJ.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Hey, give that to Channing. He's missing one. He might have a little milk kill.
You're missing a nipple, too? I didn't know you were missing a nipple.
Damn, DBJ, how did you know that?
You know, maybe if Joe is talking about missing Greg Rousseau, and then you go, I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me? Just out of nowhere,
Greg.
It'd be funny.
Could you milk me?
Yeah, could you milk me? There we go. You know what? And you better make it have a chair over there for me because I'll be joining you guys next week. Okay?
All right, one more. We gave you this last season. You never worked it in. All right, think you can do it?
I think I got that in. I think I got that in.
He says he did it, Solana.
Definitely never did it. That was
Are you sure?
No, that was for the FIFA.
I kind of feel like he did it too.
No. No.
Leaky taka.
No, that was for the DB. That was for the FIU game, DBJ. And I can
no,
assure
but
you.
I think we kept giving it to him the rest of the season. No, I think he did it. Because when I first saw it, I said to Solana, I thought you did it.
It's worth doing again. But if you gave me FIU, you got to remember what happened from FIU on.
Oh,
there wasn't a lot of
remember.
Places to sing.
Yeah,
remember that?
No. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Let me hear that again,
Solano.
I like that one.
We remember. Fire it off, Solano.
Oh.
And there's a bunch of people texting in that he did it.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys.
Well,
I would have that. You think I wouldn't have that audio?
I think you're wrong on it.
Okay.
I just think you're wrong. I think you forgot.
Okay.
But you know what? Let's do it again.
Yeah, let's do it again. All right. We gave you some good lines. Listen to Don Bailey Jr. along with Joe Zagacki Saturday night, 560 WQAM, The Joe. They will be on the call for the Louisville game. And people are saying you made a remix of it, Solana. So anyway, we always appreciate you doing these for us, DBJ. You are a true friend of the program. So thank you, my friend.
All right, you guys have a great, great week, man. And I will talk to you after we beat those Louisville Cardinals.
Yeah. Talk about it. All right. Thank you, DBJ. Went long there, but it was very, very worth it. Still a lot to get to. 4 o'clock hour, Jason Jackson from Fox Sports Sun. He is going to join us. We'll talk some Heat with him. Eric Wood from the Buffalo Bills broadcast. He was their center for a long time. He's going to join us. We'll talk some Dolphins Bills. So we got a lot of stuff to get to still.
Y'all know I'm all about the game of football, but when it comes to my finances, I don't play around. Dade County Federal Credit Union has been serving South Florida since 1939. And when it comes to helping the members gain that financial stability we all need, DCFCU is the real MVP. In fact, they are proud partners of the Miami Dolphins, and they only partner with the best of the best. Get the same services offered by the big banks with a credit union that has a proven track record of customer satisfaction. No matter your financial goals, they'll help you get there. From checking, savings, to business accounts, to credit cards, auto loans, they even have a first-time car buying program. And with the Dade Auto Desk, they'll help you find your dream car with no dealer fees. How sweet is that? If you live, work, worship, or attend school in Miami-Dade County, you're eligible to become a member. You gotta visit fincu.com. That's F-I-N-S-C-U.com to learn more. Dade County Federal Credit Union. They're better than a bank. They're your credit union. Visit fincu.com today.
All right, we got to take a quick break here, and then we'll come back with more Hockman and One Nipple.
We apologize. This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
I don't think Michael Jordan has that much love for a guy that was so integral. Integral? I don't know.
Hock and Crowder.
Marlins are losing 5-3. They were down 5-0 to the Red Sox. They have clawed their way back to 5-3. Crowder told you as we ended that segment with DBJ about DCFCU. 560 WQAM The Joe wants you to see a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union. So just keep listening to The Joe. Learn how you might win. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. If you want more info, go to fincu.com. And like I said, keep listening for your chance to win either on AM 560, FM 96.5 HD2, or streaming on the radio.com app. 790 The Ticket, which we're also broadcasting on, they will have the Heat pregame show tonight beginning at 5:45. So the final 15 minutes of our show will be on 560 only. But if you want to hear the Heat pregame show, that begins at 5:45. Then you got tip-off tonight, 7 o'clock. And the Heat right now are still 2.5-point underdogs. If you had to bet this game, Crowder, what would you be betting? You think the Heat can go up 2-0?
Wow. I don't know. Because we did it with the Bucks. We went through this
every
exact
game.
Thing with the Bucks.
Every game.
The Bucks got to get this one. The Bucks got to get this one. I love the Heat, so why am I saying they can't win the next game? Ugh, you know what I did see? I think I'm going to change the topic. I saw somebody say take the Celtics first quarter. It was minus
Celtics
like a half a point or something.
First quarter.
Because the Celtics come out with energy and stuff like that. They have to win this one, so
right.
they come out with a good game plan and energy. I like that one.
And they did game one as well. Yeah, Celtics first quarter is minus 1.5. So they'd have to be up by 2 at the end of the first quarter.
Like that bet. But the
I
game
like
broke.
That.
Yeah, but the game, I don't know. Because I can't keep saying that Heat got to lose. The Heat got to lose. The hell with that.
I think what we have found through 10 playoff games is they're damn good. They're not fluky. They're not I've asked this of several analysts, and we can ask Jason Jackson when he joins us in the next hour, but I don't think they're outplaying their roster. This roster is damn good. Like Bam Adebayo, he's a legit all-star. Goran Dragic is playing at an all-star level, and Jimmy Butler is a definite all-star. Like you've got real talent on this team,
and I think there's no big names. Like people,
right, Jimmy Butler's it. Yeah,
he's it. But even Jimmy, like no one. Why hasn't a team never gave Jimmy the reins? If you think about it, Chicago had he wasn't the dude. Minnesota, he was there for a cup of coffee. Like. And then Philly, he went to Philly, and they had them, you know, Embiid and Simmons. Like,
Simmons,
why
yeah.
is this the first time that somebody actually gave Jimmy the reins, and this dude is balling? What is he, 8, 9 years into his career?
Yeah, I think, again, and we've talked about it, he's been waiting for this particular scenario. Like, yeah. This is, I forget who it was. Who was it, Solana, that said this is an absolute match made in heaven? Was it Windhorse? Yeah, it was. It was Brian Windhorse. That's right. Yeah, we had him on after he wrote that article. Yeah. Yeah, he's been waiting for this situation. But I mean, when you think about it, like Jimmy Butler, he is a number one player. Yep. And Bam Adebayo, I watched some stat today. It was on ESPN, and it was about what Bam means to the Miami Heat when he's out on the court. And it's similar to what LeBron James means to the Lakers when he's out on the court, numbers-wise. Like, it was staggering the difference when Bam is on the court for the Heat versus when he's not on the court. And the numbers were very similar to LeBron and the Lakers. Like, he is a bona fide all-star, right? You could say that without equivocation now, yeah?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And you know what, too? The Heat, there's not one guy doing it every night like a LeBron dropping, you know, triple-doubles in and out. It's where they take turns. So that might take a little lust, you know, take a little of that shine away from each player because they really are like, it sounds kind of lame and cliche, but they're playing team basketball on a nightly basis.
Yep. When you need Tyler Hero to have a big bucket or a drive to the hoop, he does it. When you need Bam to get a rebound or the block, as we saw in game one. When you need Jimmy Butler to hit a big three, he'll hit a big three. Like, they all play their roles. It's really something. We'll talk in the 4 o'clock hour. Jason Jackson's going to join us. We'll talk Miami Heat with him. Also, Eric Wood, former Buffalo Bill, he's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. A lot of stuff to get to still over the next couple of hours.
Boy, y'all got a lot of great sports coming up, and you need some food now. You got to have your watch parties. You're watching the game, not even a party. You just want some delicious food. You want to eat Thursday dinner with the family, go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. The food is delicious. I've been telling y'all about Delaware for 10 years. I've been going there 16 years. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market has it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobsters. They have 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, alligator, venison, frog legs. They have so much delicious food. Go to DelawareChicken.com. I didn't tell you everything. I told you about 20%. DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want and call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. They'll have your order packaged ready when you get there. If you want them to bring it to the car, they'll bring it to the car. If you want to go in and keep shopping, go on in. There's marks on the ground for social distancing, but all they want to do is get that delicious food in your car, to your house, and in your stomach. Delaware has the wild salmon available right now. Florida lobster season's in full swing. I die for lobsters. I don't know where Delaware gets these big, luxurious, succulent lobster tails from, but I love getting my tails from Delaware. The large white shrimp right now, already peeled and deveined, ready for the grease, ready for the pot, only $9.99 a pound. Nitrate-free hot dogs, only $9.99 a pound, and you got to check out the blueberry sausages. Now, Delaware makes a bunch of sausages in-house. This delicious feta and spinach and all kind of different hot, spicy, medium. But the new blueberry sausage patties and links are amazing. You got to check them out. Delaware is open from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. You got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
4 o'clock hour next on Hockman and Crowder.